All right, welcome to Because You Can't Read All the Time, Osama Bin Laden Post Show Edition.
The ultimate post show.
It is the final post show. Well, it's our first and only Osama post show.
Yeah, but for some people, and as a special, special finalness.
And what a wild ride it's been. I just want to observe that Osama was probably in his death throes as we were recording this, the Royal Wedding Post show, completely oblivious.
In fact, I remember when we got to the current events portal, you specifically said, yeah, I'm not really up on current events.
It was truer than I knew. And after we hung up, I got a text from my friend about, like, oh, how they caught Osama bin Laden or whatever. And I was like, ha ha, like, that's kind of a weird joke to make out of nowhere. And then I was getting ready to, like, clean up my kitchen or whatever. And then I was like, maybe I should, like, Google this real quick. And then I just typed in Osama, and it was like, Osama bin Laden's dead. And I was like, oh.
it really put a cog in our plans. But I mean, yeah, Jen's, a lot has happened in the past 24 hours, apparently.
Well, apparently the whole world's gone crazy is what's happened.
That's for sure. Rob Lowe, what are you doing?
All right, yes, okay. So somebody was tracking what I was tracking because I, of course, rushed to the Facebooks after I found out about this, and I saw a group called And That's How the USA Outdoes a Royal Wedding. And I love it because I did do a victory lap on CNN after I confirmed that Osama bin Laden was dead to see that it had pushed all mention of the royal wedding out of the headlines. That
did make the beatification of the Pope, mind you.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about that. I was,
I was
so fixated on the hate. Anyway, so I went through and looked over all this. I was like, oh, you know, it's not in there. So anyway, so I like this Facebook group, and people are like uploading pictures on it of like all the stuff going on in their neck of the woods vis-a-vis the death of Osama bin Laden, all the crazy spontaneous celebrations. And I think my favorite, okay, it's my second favorite, and I'll tell you what my first favorite is in a minute, but my second favorite was a picture that just said Rob Lowe on a fire truck in New York City. And that's all it was. Like, it was a picture of like all these revelers with their American flags and their boom boxes, because apparently patriotism means 80s to everyone.
It certainly does.
And Rob Lowe's just, I just wonder how that came about. Did he call the local fire station? Like, hey, did you guys hear? Can I hitch a ride? Like, there's a guy who knows how to cash in. That's all I'm saying.
I think he's always been waiting for this moment. I mean, what else is he doing, really?
Apparently not much. He probably had like a red phone standing by, like a bat phone. Like, you call this number if anything happens, Osama-wise, and we're gonna make this happen.
I think the reason, not only the reason why the whole Rob Lowe thing is so bizarre, mm-hmm. is just that this whole week has been a week to remember, like the final Michael Scott Office episode.
Oh, yeah.
The royal wedding. The Pope.
Who completely, I have to say, got lost in the shuffle.
Well, and I'm surprised, like, I should say I forgot / had no idea about it. But my boss, who is currently reveling in the news because he is Indian and has been saying for years that you're going to find Osama in Pakistan. I hate those guys. Oh. Like, he brought up, yeah, so you can totally tell, like, the whole Pope story got pushed to, like, page 3 and it's all scrunched in there. It was clearly meant to be front page news Monday morning, so.
The cool thing about where they found him, though, Abbottabad, do you know why it's called Abbottabad?
I don't know.
Well, it's from a Muppet song. Do-do-do-do. No. About a bed.
You could have fooled me there.
No, no. It was named after, I guess it was like a vacation spot for like British officers in colonial times. And it was founded by a guy named Major Abbott. It's A-B-B-O-T-T, like the last name.
Yeah, I did notice it was like very odd spelling. I thought, I kind of doubt that that's Pakistani or Urdu or whatever.
It's not. It's a made up name. So,
and it remains a military sort of area, doesn't it?
It is. It kind of reminds me of like Alexandria or like Arlington in Northern Virginia. It sounds like it's like a mix of like active duty and retired military.
Yeah, folks. And an academy.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a military academy there, much like West Point.
I was going to say, speaking of military academy, my first favorite image of the night comes from the United States Military Academy at West Point, where, again, people apparently just went out of their skulls. There was a bonfire, which takes real effort. Someone I know there opined to me. You know, like, that's not a mob mentality thing. You have to, like, go and get wood. You have to start the fire. You have to build it up. You have to maintain it. Like, a fire is not a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Not like you would think.
Not like, you know, you always think it is, and then you try to put it in practice, and you're like, oh, probably shouldn't have done that. but no, my first favorite image of the night, and again, patriotism means 80s, because this is yet another image of, like, people with boomboxes. And there's a kid wearing a panda head. Like, he's in his uniform, and he's just got this giant panda head on. And one of two things happened there. He was either, he's into weird stuff, and he was already wearing it when he found out, and he just ran out of his room.
We've all been there.
And, you know, I think we all have analogous situations. That certainly comes very close to my situation when I found out Princess Diana was dead. But no, he either did that or he was like, Osama bin Laden's dead. I have just the thing. Like, hold on. And he comes out like 3 minutes after everyone else because he has to first find it and then affix it to his head. A close second to that one, which I guess would put it between my first and second favorite images of the night, is a kid who appears to be smashing a printer. which is why I love mob mentalities. Yes! I'm just going to smash my printer.
It's terrorized me, much like Osama has terrorized us all.
I don't know what to do with all this energy.
I mean, yeah, people have gone crazy, but I think it's because no one really thought this was ever going to happen.
I know, it's kind of sad. Like, really? Oh, yeah, I totally knew this was going to happen. Not really.
Yeah, no, that's totally, I mean, when I heard, I was talking to my neighbor, and her boyfriend jumps out and is like, we were talking about, like, some pretty serious shit to begin with, and so I was already in this mentality of, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend jumps out and is like, Osama bin Laden is dead. We were like, what?
Was he wearing a panda head?
He was not, but even if he had been, I can't say I would have been any more surprised. I mean, it was pretty, it was out of left field, yeah. I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, the list, the playlist of the songs that they were playing at West Point, apparently during this spontaneous celebration, included everything vaguely patriotic except Katy Perry's Firework, which I think would have been perfect because it's already pretty peppy. You know, like when I'm excited, that song gets me more excited. And I don't know what I get excited about anymore these days. But if I were to get excited, that would be one of the songs I would probably listen to. It references the 4th of July. And then also, like, have you ever seen the music video for Firework?
No, I have not.
She's, like, in this courtyard of, like, it appears to be some sort of palace. I don't know. But there's, like, people just, there's sort of, like, a circle pit around her of, like, people just dancing in a circular. And that's what I imagine West Point was like that night with the bonfire. It was just the cadets dancing in a circle.
It sounds like a bacchanal if ever I've heard of one.
It's the definition, not literally, of course.
Of course not.
That's not actually the definition of bacchanal. But yeah, and it's been amazing to see the things people have said on Facebook. I shared with Aaron one of my favorite quotes from a young man. I think it was a young man who said, yeah, it was a cute wedding, but that was some fine-ass fighting.
It certainly was.
As if the two were mutually exclusive. Like, yeah, it was a cute wedding, but...
Well, here's the thing, and I was trying to think... Because, yeah, my first reaction when we heard it, maybe it was because we were doing a post-royal wedding podcast, but my first reaction was, wow, so that totally blew the royal wedding out of the water. But I think there is actually a deep psychological reason for why we all have that reaction, or why it's prevalent, at least. And that would be, who was not invited to this royal wedding? Who
was Barack Obama. Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Was that the answer? Because I got really excited. I hope I was right.
Well, I would have also accepted Justin Bieber.
It's pronounced... Never mind. Okay, yes. Barack Obama was not invited. And you have to wonder, was that because they invited him? And he was like, oh, no, I've got something very big going on that weekend.
But how would they have known in advance?
They wouldn't have known, but he turned it down, and so they had to come up with some BS reason for why they couldn't invite him. But he just told them, like, oh, I can't go. It's, like, big doings, you know?
Well, I think to the public, though, it looks very much like a snub. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, naturally, our first reaction is, ha-ha, mm-hmm. look at that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, no, I think he definitely got a bit of his own back there. And I also think that, do you think he did it because he was snubbed? Like, he could have done it anytime he wanted, and that was just the ace up his sleeve. Like, the next time somebody puts baby in the corner, I'm just going to kill Osama bin Laden.
I'm just going to kill the one person no one's been able to find.
I know exactly. I know exactly where he is, and I'm just waiting for someone to snub me to the point where I'm willing to do something about it.
It's really passive aggressive, actually.
I was going to say, which would be sort of the height of passive aggressiveness, definitely. But no, you actually, we talked in our Royal Wedding Post show about how William and Kate, after their wedding, and I love how this still goes back to William and Kate. One day we'll have a podcast that has nothing to do with them, I swear. But after the wedding, they went away in a military helicopter to an undisclosed location.
Yeah. Why is no one talking about that?
Yeah. Because, Aaron?
Well, I'm going to be honest. When I brought it up initially, I suspected foul play. Like, I didn't expect that they were the heroes. I thought something fishy was going on. Like, oh, we better leave town. I think something's afoot. Yeah. You know, it is also the case that they could have been the people. Like, has anyone interviewed the guy who actually killed Osama? Because I have a sneaking suspicion it's Kate Middleton.
Yes. It probably was. Again, as you said in the last podcast, you don't need logic to prove facts.
And, you most certainly don't.
And while we don't have those facts yet, I think we have the next best thing to facts, and that's a pretty good idea.
a hunch.
Also, can I tell you that I just got a text from my brother who says he just finished listening to the Royal Wedding Post show, and he says, I like that this is what you were doing when Osama bin Laden died.
You know how they were talking about, you're always going to remember?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And I have audio proof of what I was doing.
You can hear exactly what I was doing. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think that makes us bad people. We're doing an emergency, you know, appendix show.
We're making up for it.
I think we're doing our penance as Americans.
Clearly. I mean, I haven't gotten my bald eagle flag chest tattoo yet, but...
That's coming.
Just saving up some money, so...
Those can't be cheap. I mean...
They're pretty expensive.
I bet they are. No, see, I wanted, like, claw marks on my arm, but, like, where the blood or the muscle would be, it's, like, the American flag.
Oh, God. That is really grim.
Well, I didn't... I actually didn't come up with that myself. I actually saw it at a tattoo parlor.
Oh, Jesus. People get that.
I mean, I didn't. I was at the tattoo parlor. Jeremy, before our, like, our first weekend we were dating, he got a tattoo, which... I probably should have run screaming in the opposite direction, but not now. I mean, I'm happy now, but, you know,
at the time... Yeah, you keep backtrack.
At the time, in retrospect, it didn't seem that way at the time, but it was kind of a weird first date.
I love that I'm just learning this.
I know. That didn't go on the wedding website. And I'm sure that William and Kate... That was their second date after the see-through dress. Actually, that's no less embarrassing than a see-through dress, so I'm sticking with it. Anyway, we went, and what happened? Yeah, so that was, like, our first date. We went to this, like, tattoo parlor in New York City, and he got a tattoo. So that was actually the first and only time I've ever been in a tattoo parlor.
I'm not going to ask any follow-up questions on this.
It's not a very good story. I mean, it sounds more interesting than it is, but it really wasn't. So,
good to know.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess because... And that's the thing, you know, the Osama bin Laden death and the royal wedding are forever going to be intertwined, like, which is so random, and I'm sure not the way anyone involved in either of those things really saw it panning out.
I'm sure Obama planned it that way.
He was the only one. But now I'm thinking Lifetime movie?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. William and Kate, a royal engagement to die.
That wasn't the way I foresaw it, but okay.
Well, I don't know what you would call it. That was just off the top of my head. I thought we would sort of brainstorm together, or we can just let that hang awkwardly.
I'm going for the latter.
Oh, no. Well, because I just want to see the Lifetime movie where, like, it's Osama crying in the bathtub with a glass of wine.
Totally. And, like, okay, but here's... I clearly haven't done my research.
Mm-hmm.
But my boss keeps saying that he used his wife as, like... know, a shield.
A human shield. Yeah, that's the story that's going around.
I mean, here's why they should make a Lifetime movie now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, start production.
Mm-hmm.
Because we still don't have the full details. We don't really know who did what or what happened when or who was where. You know, and that's what Lifetime thrives on. Like, that's, it's a true story. Everyone knows it happened now, I guess. I haven't seen any true... You know, there hasn't right. been any proof.
Right. And that's true. And, you know, I think that's a good idea because I just saw the preview for the Natalie Holloway Lifetime movie, which I can't believe it's taken this long to make one. But, yeah, they, like, nobody really knows. Like, I guess they know now that that guy killed her. I don't know, but it was up in the air for a long time. And, you know, they play fast and loose with the facts. And what I love about the Natalie Holloway Lifetime movie is that it's all the things we know about Natalie Holloway, but the soundtrack in the background of the preview is this woman singing Rockabye Baby in, like, this really creepy, like, echoey, like, Rockabye Baby, which has nothing to do with anything. Like, Natalie Holloway wasn't a baby. Like, there's nothing about this that makes any sense. So Lifetime is willing to work with you here. You know, like, they don't care.
They really don't.
No, not at all. So I'm saying make the Lifetime movie now. Incorporate William and Kate just because they will forever be intertwined. And, yeah, just see what happens.
Ooh, they could do a Lifetime original movie from the point of view of William and Kate. Like... They took their helicopter to their dream, what is that, honeymoon. But they never thought their honeymoon could be scarred forever by the memories of bloodshed. I don't know, like...
Okay, it's like The Lion King, where, like, Diana appears to William in a cloud, and she's like, you know, you have to kill Osama bin Laden.
Yes! And then something, like, something, okay, this is the angle I'm going to go with.
Okay.
Kate Middleton is a robot,
mm-hmm.
but she was made by the U.S. Army.
Okay, yes.
And so all of a sudden, as soon as their helicopter is in the sky, like something just switches in her machinery, mm-hmm. and you see her eyes turn red.
Yes.
And she like overtakes the pilot and just like goes gunning it for Islamabad.
Yes. Yes. And that's what Obama, that's when he makes the decision. He goes, engage the Kate bot. And then instantly cut to her eyes turning red and the helicopter turning around midair. And then William's like, what? And that's when Diana appears in the clouds.
Yes. I'm loving this.
It incorporates The Lion King and science fiction. Finally.
And celebrity culture.
Which are three of my great loves.
So. I don't know who could disagree with you.
Not very many people. And the people who do are sick. I did see that, like, my problem with that Facebook group, and that's how the USA outdoes a royal wedding, is that it's rapidly turned from what it sounds like to just a website about the royal wedding, which is very upsetting to me. And now you have, like, old women writing things like, they had beautiful weather, Diana made the sun shine. And I was like, wow, I don't even want to talk about the weak theology involved here.
Like, because Diana is a deity now.
Well, that's my thing. Have a theology or don't. But don't involve Princess Diana either way. Like, you know, hasn't she suffered enough?
Yeah, right. I just love, the last time I looked was sometime this afternoon. Because I check.
Yeah, of course. You know.
Mm-hmm. And there was this, like, 16-year-old girl. And she's like, I don't see why our patriotism has to mean, you know, bashing on the British wedding. Like, I think she used some weird phrase like that. And she had a bunch of likes, too. Like, a bunch of people liked it. And I was like, why are you even in this group? Like, yeah. Clearly, this is what we're here to do. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, maybe you didn't read the title. Maybe you just saw Royal Wedding and your first impulse was like... I am liking this.
If it's, and I don't know if role. You've noticed, but there's also another Facebook group, right? Like, now there's another one that's like, you know, the royal wedding sure was great, despite, like, the events that occurred afterwards or something. Like, people are really reacting strongly. And my, you know, I'm all for making light of the situation, because I don't really think that, you know, Osama bin Laden's death has a whole lot to do with, you know, the war on terror, the end of an era or whatever.
Yeah.
As I've heard thrown around.
Right.
But, I mean, is this really the time to be, like, solely focused on defending the royal wedding?
Like, I don't even think, like, the royals would try to do that, you know?
No. Like, I'm sure they're a little... you know, miffed that their publicity train has been derailed.
Yeah,
but
I think miffed is probably a good word for their feelings at that time. Yeah, I don't know. It's really strange how bent out of shape people got about that. Not really sure. And the thing about the group is, you can see how it started off. Like, somebody had a really funny idea. They made a Facebook page. Thousands, literally thousands of people within, like, an hour liked this page. And then you could kind of see the page creator become, like, drunk on his own power.
Yeah.
Like, the posts started to, like, not make a lot of sense, and he kind of started to, like, start stuff. He was, like, instigating. And now, if you look, the profile picture doesn't make any sense. It's, like, all these flags and, like, the royal family at the wedding, but they all appear to be wearing, like, masks of some kind. And I don't know. Like, it got really weird, and I don't know if he developed a drug habit because he couldn't cope with the fame or what. But it's rapidly degenerated into something that I don't even know what it is anymore.
Well, I think also...
I think it was Rob Lowe. I think Rob Lowe started that Facebook page.
Yes, that is very true. I also... Well, there are two things going on here. First of all, the hipsters have jumped on it. Like, I just think it's a combination of hipsters and... crazed nationalism, which, you know,
which
crazed
is a potent cocktail.
Well, crazed nationalism in itself, like, that's kind of scary when it's meant, you know, sincerely. I mean, it's great. I know, I understand it's justice and what have you, but okay, like, we killed someone. Like, let's not get too excited here.
Right.
But then the hipsters, like, you know, okay, I joke about my chest tattoo with the bald eagle. The hipsters feed off of that irony and, like, the just everything. Like, so now it's become, oh, Rob Lowe was on a fire truck, and let's make jokes, and let's, like, crank out all the gifts, and, like, you know, millions of pictures, and the Kanye thing, you know, I'm a let you finish, Will and Kate, like, it's just become a little, you know, it's like everyone's on steroids.
But the great thing about it being on steroids is that it's all going to be over by tomorrow. Like, it all happened all night long, and then in the morning it had subsided a little. And, you know, I'm just doing this because, you know, this podcast, because I don't want to miss it the way I missed the Charlie Sheen thing, you know. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's fascinating because it all happened so quickly. It went from one thing to, like, this weird thing, something I have never seen before. I don't know. And I found this article, like, my coworker sent me this article from this girl who's, like, 20, like, she's a college girl, and she was talking about how much it meant to her because she lost her innocence on 9/11. So she's 20, right? So she was, like, 9 or 10. That's really sad. Like, was 9/11 also coincidentally the first time she did crack or something? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, did she lose her virginity that day?
I didn't want to say that because she was 9. But yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like. And I was like, maybe that's a different story for another time. I don't know. So yeah, and that's the thing. It's like all these college kids with their patriotism. I'm like, they were so young. This doesn't really mean anything to them, really. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, like, I was 10 when Princess Diana died, which is not the same thing at all. But, like, you know, that was, like, up until that point, one of the bigger things that had happened. And I was around, and all the adults seemed kind of upset, at least the women folk. and, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, but I don't really know who Princess Diana is. In much the same way that I feel like you would, at 9, be like, oh, yeah, I don't really know what that means, you know?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Certainly,
I mean,
not to the point where you could say you lost your innocence.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, I was like 15, 16, I'm guessing. I don't know how many years or how
so
old I am now.
Drunk all the time back then.
But I mean, I was a little bit older, and you know, it was still a little hard. Like, I was in California. You know, it was obviously a scary thing,
right.
But it seemed a bit, you know, for a kid, and obviously it's really sad that this happened to all these people, and you see the pictures of, like, the kids who don't have mothers and fathers, and that's horrible, but as a kid, I don't see that you're, you know, synthesizing all of that.
Right. I don't know. And I just know that this whole thing, because, like, yeah, they're like, oh, Salman Laden's dead. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I'll flip on the TV. I thought it would be like the president being like, well, we checked that box. And instead I turn on the TV to, like, you know, throngs of adulated masses. And I'm just like, wait, what?
Like, I think it's just that, yeah, people really didn't think it was going to happen. And we kind of needed something to happen for us because we're not feeling so good about things as a nation.
That's what the royal wedding was supposed to do. I specifically read in an article that was the antidote to our troubles.
Oh, yes. How could I forget? Well, both in one weekend.
That's true. I guess I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I had an extra spring in my step, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. What did I do? The dog, certainly. He was running back and forth with his blanket in his mouth. He didn't know what to do with himself.
He knew what it meant.
He deep down inside. Well, the best thing about my dog's blanket is it's pink. Someone gave us, like, a Disney princess. He's a boy dog. Somebody gave me, like, a Disney princess blanket. Like, it's pink with Cinderella's castle on it as, like, a gag gift. And somehow it eventually became the dogs because what am I going to do with a princess blanket? And he loves it. Like, he just walks around with it in his mouth like Linus. Not that Linus had his blanket in his mouth, but he did always have a blanket on him. And that's how little Hitchens is. Hitchens the dog.
Little Hitchens.
Little Hitchens. He has a great time. So at first the pink blanket was like, oh, he's getting ready for the royal wedding. He loves Kate Middleton. And now it's like, oh, he's waving it in celebration.
It could mean many things.
The best thing about a dog is you can pretty much say they're doing whatever you want them to be doing.
That is the magic of animals.
Is that what it is?
It most certainly is.
Because I was told this dog was magic and I keep waiting.
I'm sorry to be the one to inform you, but it's a simpler magic than you had once imagined
it to be. It's like the magic of love or some crap like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Everything, they call so many things magic, and then nothing really ever happens.
That's part of becoming an adult.
What, magic becomes lamer?
Yeah.
It's still there, it's just not as good.
Yeah. Your eyes become numb to the wonder that once was.
Numb eyes. Ow. I think I remember when my eyes went numb. It's right around menarche. It's like, was that too much? I don't know. God,
TMI, now, Maggie.
Now I'm, like, uncomfortable for you. I'm sorry. But yeah, kids, if your eyes are going numb, it probably means you're becoming a man or woman.
One or the other. Or maybe both.
Don't be alarmed. Unless you're becoming both. Unless that is happening, don't be alarmed. It's perfectly natural. And then once your eyes go numb, be sure to rush to the mirror to check the size of your pupils. Because at least, you know, you can make sure your purity is still intact.
If you ever had it to begin with.
I was going to say, unless you lost your innocence at 9, which apparently happens. I don't know.
It's disgusting.
It's awful. What a terrible young lady.
We should berate her online.
I want to find her and friend her so I can unfriend her.
That would be most satisfying.
It would be most satisfying. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm just so perplexed, and I'm sorry that we missed the initial announcement. And I'm sorry, I'd like to apologize for being the reason that you missed it.
Me specifically? Or?
Yeah, well, because I didn't put the podcast up until after, so nobody who listened to it would have missed the Osama bin Laden thing. They're just thinking, wow, these girls are so stupid.
You know, screw them.
That's a good attitude, I think. Also, continue. No, mine wasn't really on topic, so...
I was just going to say, if we hadn't been doing the podcast, like, I still would have been none the wiser. I would have been sitting here listening to Britney Spears, eating something. I might have gone to sleep.
See, that's, you know, that would have been even better because that's exactly everything Osama bin Laden hated about America.
Britney Spears, eating, sleep.
Well, mainly the Britney Spears. It still would have been a fitting way to commemorate the day, I feel like. But no, I was, like I said, I took to the Facebooks to see what everyone was saying. And my sister-in-law was like the only person who didn't have a post up about Osama bin Laden. It was like, I just saw Minority Report for the first time. And I was like, are you kidding? So I wrote, like, fail. And she was like, oh, I know what I was doing. I was trying to be unique. And I was like, okay. You're going to regret. Take it from someone who spent the initial announcement of his death podcasting. You're going to come to regret this.
No, I think hers is much more regrettable. I mean, we were somewhat on topic.
Well, I feel like I was taking part in an online event. You know, like, I feel like because I couldn't be part of, like, anything going on, like, on my street, namely because I'm not allowed outside after a certain time at night because of the break-ins. yeah, I feel like I was like, oh, well, this is how I can take part in this cultural moment, is like on Facebook and seeing all the like online phenomenon that go on. You know, is that, does that sound sad? I don't know.
I think it's actually safer, you know, because were you really going to go outside and be like, USA, USA?
Can he just see me, like, leaving my house by myself, like, putting the dog in his crate, and just kind of looking around for the first group of people to ingratiate myself with, and just start going, USA.
You probably would have just been swept away in a sea of burglary. And they'd be like, why is this girl yelling? It's giving us away.
And then I would have been robbed blind.
Yeah, your dog would have just been left in an empty house.
Oh, he's used to that. No, the cops would be like, why were you out so late? I was like, everyone was chanting USA, and I was just, I grabbed my flag and I took to the streets, and the next thing I knew, I was unconscious in an alley and my wallet was gone.
That probably happened to a lot of people last night.
Also, I think they harvested one of my organs. I just don't know which one.
I mean, has anyone seen Rob Lowe since last night?
Oh my god. Oh no. I hope so.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's not a big enough celebrity that if we didn't, no one would have raised the alarm yet. Like, we're still dealing with this Osama thing.
Yeah, it know, might be 10 years till we find Rob Lowe. Yeah, I like to imagine that he came down from the fire truck and, like, everybody's like, oh, we're having such a good time. You know, it'd be great. It's like some booze. Hey, Rob Lowe, you want to go to the liquor store for us? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I know a good one. And then they just left while he was at the liquor store. Which I'm only saying because I did that to a guy in Detroit one time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the one and only time I was in Detroit. Yeah, there was, like, this creepy guy who was, like, playing poker with all these 16-year-old boys in the hotel lobby, and, he was making me uncomfortable, and he was like, oh, this is, we're all having, I don't know, he was just, we were all, he's like, oh, we're having such a great time, like, the bar's closed, you know, the hotel bar, I'm like, yeah, and the other girl I was with, why don't you go to the liquor store and meet us back here? He's like, yeah, okay. So he goes off into the night in Detroit to find the liquor store.
Oh my god.
And we just went to bed.
He's probably dead now. That's Detroit.
You can't prove that. And it was the airport, you know? I mean, it was the hotel near the airport. I'm sure that's not where the actual bad people hang out.
I'm pretty sure Detroit is where the actual bad people are.
Not the part by the airport, though. That's all transients.
Well, in Detroit, that's probably a step up. But I mean,
I don't know. I'm sure he's fine. He appeared to be there with like his mom or something. So I bet it all worked out.
It's Michigan. You encounter such people.
Exactly. There. I don't know what he was doing at that hotel. You know, I probably did those 16-year-old boys a favor, if you think about it.
You definitely did.
But anyway, my point is, that's what I think might have happened to Rob Lowe, assuming no one's heard from him.
So if no one's heard from him, don't be alarmed.
I mean, what happened with that? Like, the firemen were on their fire trucks, and then Rob Lowe was, like, just in the crowd. And they're like, oh, hey, get up here, Rob Lowe.
I like to think that he forced his way up.
He, like, pushed a firefighter off to get on there and, like, stole his hat.
He's just like, hey, Osama's dead. I'm Rob Lowe. I'm Rob Lowe.
And in other news, Rob Lowe is also here.
Rob Lowe has arrived.
Yeah, I don't know. Has anybody seen Parks and Recreation? Yeah, That's probably how it all went down. And he'll have a great Osama story now for his kids.
Does he have kids?
When he has them, if he doesn't already.
I think it's a little too late for that, Rob Lowe.
Well, no. I mean, God, what?
I'm just imposing, like...
There's a lot I don't know about Rob Lowe's reproductive choices. what I don't know about Rob Lowe's reproductive choices, you could write a book. Maybe I will. Maybe that'll be my first book.
It better be.
It'd be awesome. people would probably read it, or at least use it to, like, prop up tables.
If people were excited that Rob Lowe was on a fire truck,
I don't know if they were.
They'll read about his reproductive issues.
As they relate to Osama bin Laden's death.
They're closely related.
I want to see...
The royal wedding is...
I'm waiting for the Osama baby bump 9 months from now, when it's like, oh, 9 months from when Osama bin Laden was killed, all these women are having babies.
Oh, no.
I was waiting for it with the Obama inauguration, and I forgot 9 months later to check up on that, but I assume if it wasn't readily available to me as a media consumer, it must not have been a thing.
I feel like you'd have to be tracking that for the whole 9 months, and then for a little while afterwards to make a complete year, just to make, like, a good comparison.
Hmm. Yeah. No, I didn't care that much. I was hoping someone else would. So.
I'm afraid people don't have the same ideas as you, Maggie.
About what should induce couples to want to conceive. Yeah. That's probably why I don't have kids, you know?
Yeah, we've all been waiting.
I just keep waiting for a cultural moment of enough import to be worth my time to actually bring another person into the world. No, it still hasn't happened yet. Maybe 2012, you know. If we survive the Mayan apocalypse, I'll have a kid. How's that?
According to, like, this Facebook quiz I took, which is pretty reliable, I'd
say.
I'm supposed to be having some kid of some sort in February 2012.
Wow, so that would probably mean you... Would that mean you're pregnant now?
I don't know. Do the math. Like, I honestly don't know.
No, because it's, like, only May, so there's still, like, 7 months left in the... No, that would be... No, you would have to be, like, pregnant right now or very soon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, best of luck to you. You're gonna have one of the Osama babies.
Oh my God!
Yes! I called it. I'm calling it. You're going to be an unwed Osama mother.
One of many.
One of, apparently, what I'm predicting is gonna be a lot. Because I am so good at predicting things.
I better get on this unwed mother thing.
Exactly.
I haven't got much more time.
No, not at all. Wait, so one more question before we sign off and before we do our current events porno, which I think we kind of just came up with again, but what happens to the Kate robot after she fulfills her purpose with killing Osama bin Laden?
Well, they both have to go into hiding for a while because it's too much for people to take in. Mm. Like, there's this perfect fairy tale couple. Mm-hmm. The woman's a robot, and she killed Osama bin Laden?
Yes.
Like, you can't expect the public to digest that. So, no. We're not going to hear from them for a little while. You know, they'll be on their quote-unquote honeymoon.
Which is really taking her to the shop for repairs.
Yeah, and then, you know, replacing her human-like appearance, her outer shell, what have you. And then we're going to see them. They're probably going to make a trip to America.
Right.
You know, because there's got to be the sort of post-Osama...
Victory lap.
...committee stuff, victory lap. Mm-hmm. They're going to meet with Obama. There's going to be a picture in front of a flag at some point. I don't know which flag yet. I don't know how they're going to play that. Maybe both.
Mexican flag, just so nobody's,
You know, just throw that in there to confuse people. Mm-hmm. And then
that way you avoid the back and forth, like, should it be American, should it be British? Just make it Mexican.
Yeah, everyone can agree on Mexican.
Most people. Anyway, continue.
So, yeah, that's going to happen. Then they're going to quietly fade into the background, and then maybe there will be kids at some point, but... You know, we're not really going to hear... There's not going to be another royal event until the world really needs them again.
Okay.
And who knows when that's going to be.
But at that point, King Arthur comes back. So that's when you have sort of the Avengers. You have, like, this league of British crime-fighting monarchs. Because King Arthur is supposed to come back when Britain needs him most.
So, but how do we know that she... isn't like this weird reincarnation of King Arthur.
Okay, so bear with me. They kept like a relic of King Arthur's, like his knuckle or something, and they had it in a reliquary that they built into the Middleton robot.
Yes.
So she has some of that going on. So, yeah, okay, no, that makes sense.
You don't need logic to prove facts, Maggie.
You don't need logic to prove facts, because you can't read all the time.
This just fits so well together.
It does. Well, because I was just thinking, maybe we should rename it, You Don't Need Logic to Prove Facts.
No, I like the current name.
And we could just bill it as a factual podcast between Maggie and Aaron.
Using the logic of Maggie and Aaron.
Exactly. Okay, so Hitchens the dog looks like he needs to go outside. So let's hurry up and do our current events porno.
Please.
I think it's the Osama baby phenomenon, frankly.
What about furry sex?
Okay, all right, yes, the panda. Let's go back to, remember, if you will, the cadet at West Point dressed in a panda head. Like I said, I think our scenario here is you've got this young man who enjoys dressing up like a panda. He's in the midst of some pretty weird stuff when he gets the news.
Exactly.
That's our scenario right there, and I'll let you fill in the details yourself, because this is I don't know if it's a family podcast. You can listen to it with your family, certainly. I won't dissuade you.
We're not whores.
No. I don't know. Who told you that?
I don't know where you got that idea, mister.
You've been saying that about us. Anyway, so this has been the Emergency Osama Post Show episode of Because You Can't Read All the Time.
I love that it's an emergency.
It was an emergency. We have to do this to salvage our reputations, so we don't look like these frivolous people who are like, I don't see why the world events should detract from the glamour of the royal wedding.
This reputation we built over the course of a week.
Exactly. Well, because last time I'm like, oh, I'm sitting here in my fascinator. You know, like, I don't want people to think I just sit here in floppy hats and, like, think about the royals. So, although that is a lot of what I seem to be doing lately. So, anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. We'll be recording at our regular time next Sunday night on something not related to Prince William, Kate Middleton, or Osama bin Laden.
None of those things will
the dynamic
cross our lips.
Which is another porno, I think, you've got right there.
I try.
The three of them. So, anyway, just throwing it out there. So, yes, next week, if you hear us talking about either of them, any of them, we owe you a shiny nickel.
Yep.
All right. So, good night, everybody.
Bye.